is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm Brian, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Okay, you got me. It's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
Okay, all right. I'm Dan, and I despise When Calls the Heart, and this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
I just want everyone to know, no bits today.
No bits.
I don't want to do any bits.
No
especially,
bits.
We want to dive right in and give this show the do it deserves.
Well, here's the thing.
I saw Do It Deserves
live. Do It Deserves is, they're fantastic.
Fantastic.
Phenomenal, yeah.
The thing about When Calls the Heart is it always gets our best and our most serious.
Well, and I think that this is just, I want to double down today and say no bits for When Calls
no
the
bits.
Heart. We just, you go straight into the synopsis.
There are people out there that listen still every week that don't like the bits.
That's what we found out.
And that's fair. And
so, you know, we're going to
this one's for you. This one's for you.
That's right. It's going to be bitless.
We are talking about When Calls the Heart. Yes. Yes. You up there? You have a question?
I sure do.
What's your name?
It's Daryl.
Daryl, how are you, pal?
Daryl Strawberry. Not that
guys,
one.
Guys, we got Daryl Strawberry.
No. My Strawberry family has lived in London, Ontario, for the last 200 years, thank you very much.
So what are you doing
Let's
here in Google
Let's see if a baseballer has that kind of history.
Daryl, why are you talking baseball? Why are you here in Greenville? Why did you come to the show today?
Well, I drove all the way down from London to tell you, one, I hate the bits.
Okay.
It's about time you got back to the good stuff.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
Strawberry out.
All right.
What?
Call that a strawberry short bit. We're talking about
good stuff.
Talking about one.
We should. That's terrible. Strawberry short bit.
I can see why.
You know this AC we got going now. It makes it worse because when it hits you, it's so great that you're sweating more when it's not.
My back is chilly.
Yeah,
and I don't hate it. Yeah. Don't you do it!
I was just gonna see how chilly your pack was. Okay. Calm down.
Okay.
What did you go think ahead. He was?
I don't do? Know. I thought he might push me out of the chair.
What?
I don't know. What? And it seemed like a big fall because these chairs are very high up. And I'm not remotely buoyant.
Feels okay. Normal.
No, right here. Touch it right here.
No, thank you.
Touch the small of his back. Touch it.
No,
touch it.
I'm
touch
good.
It. Touch
no,
it.
Dan, it's
okay.
Really
okay.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. I mean, skin. Warmer probably than the 10 times higher.
We're talking about When Calls the Heart.
Like this kind of stuff. It's terrible.
Daryl?
The Strawberry family would never stand for this.
What did
12
you think?
Generations of strawberries.
What did you think of the strawberry short bit joke?
I like that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I thought you might have. When Calls the Heart, Season 3, Episode 4, Heart of a Hero.
That a hero lies in you.
Originally aired on March 6, 2016.
A hero can save us.
And it went on something like this.
We could be heroes just for one day.
The episode kicks off with Elizabeth and Abigail having some girl time.
Oh, yeah.
Abigail says that she is a little hesitant getting involved with an ex-con. At school, the demon child is there, and she tells Cody that Abigail does not love him as much as her mother loves her, and then just walks off. Jack goes to check on Lee, who has injured his foot. Rosemary hurries in to care for him. Frank invites Abigail to play darts at a saloon. A perfect first date.
Human darts?
No.
Oh. No. Listen out, Frank.
Abigail says, I don't play darts personally, but maybe we can pay somebody to Photoshop myself in. Cody comes home in need of some love from Abigail, and she tells him, I gotta run. I'm late for darts. And he's not happy with that. Yes, I see that hand. What's your name?
Hi, hello there. It's also Daryl Strawberry.
Okay.
I just have one of those mustache nose glasses things on.
What do you need, Daryl?
I love bits personally. Your bits are not very good, is what I'm saying.
Our collective bits?
The Strawberry family has a long legacy of bits.
What's your best bit?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know.
Okay, okay. So what we do is we went to Pastor Jack's house. He has 15 acres of field of dead trees in his fields. And right. we put our name tag on them, and we called it Strawberry Fields.
I stand corrected. It's a good bit. Nurse Faith Carter, do you remember her from
season two?
Yeah.
Episode Eternity.
Yeah, she arrives, and Jack is shocked to see her. She mentioned that she got engaged. Elizabeth meets Faith and is delighted to hear that she has a fiance, because now she doesn't have to worry about Jack ending up with the person that I think we collectively all agree that he should end up with. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that sure. might just be us. I mean, whatever. Cody's not happy again. And so Elizabeth and Jack make him laugh by balancing spoons on their noses. Classic spoon nose trick. Frank and Abigail kiss outside the cafe after she smoked him in darts. Once Abigail's inside, Bill tells her that he is worried about her getting involved with Frank. Just as she replies that she's not worried about it at all, someone throws a rock through the window. Bill runs outside. No one's there. Abigail sees that the rock has the words Matt Landry on it. Who could it be for? Gowan gets all the men together at the saloon and says, "Hey, there's something bad going on here, and for once, I'm not directly responsible. Let's take care of this right now in-house." They try to figure out a way to deal with the Garrison gang. They all agree to take watches. Bill tells Frank to stay away from Abigail, and Frank says, "Okay, I will, until the gang is locked up. And then we are most definitely going to play darts again, if you know what I mean." Elizabeth agrees to have Cody stay with her during the perilous time of dealing with the gang. Cody isn't thrilled about this, but remembers the spoon bit and realizes everything's going to be okay. Jesse finds Clara and tells her that the Garrisons are coming for Frank, and if he's not going to join the gang, they're going to kill him. Well, Clara tells Jesse to be a man and stand up for himself for once. Frank is sitting at the church by himself, and the Garrison gang barges in. Frank says, "Can I interest you in a Bible?" And they say, "No, sir. They're here to mess you up." Suddenly, Jack, Jesse, and another man are standing outside, ready to fight. A fist fight breaks out because I believe they all forgot that guns are around. Jesse's injured. The Garrison guy manages to escape, so Jack and Bill chase him. And when they caught up, Jack convinces Bill not to kill him. And that's tough for Bill because he loves killing people. So much, in fact, that the next day he says, "I'm done being a Mountie forever because it's tough for me not to kill people." The next day, the Garrison gang is locked up. And that seems to be great. Faith talks to Jack. And she seems upset. We don't know why. Maybe next episode we'll find out, boys. Come back next week. Cody is upset that Abigail is not at the cafe to show off his certificate for a perfect spelling test. He rips up the certificate. Elizabeth tells him the story of the ugly duckling, and that makes him feel better, I guess. Abigail shows up late that night. Cody's still awake. He's like, "I'm sorry I'm still up." And she says, "Sometimes it's okay to bend the rules every once in a while."
When it comes to education, especially, Abigail.
And she says, "I love that you're a part of my family. We'll do anything for family." And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart of a Hero.
We did it.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Man. And we did that entire first segment without any bits.
Bitless. We did it.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
I believed in us.
We're the Bitless Boys.
We're the Bitless Boys.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Fabulous Bitless Boys.
We'll be back and we'll talk about this episode of When Calls the Heart with four segments after. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Dude.
What? Tell
can
me.
Can you believe?
No.
One full year. The DVR is good for one full year only with Philo. Can you believe it? So not only do you get 60 plus channels, not only do you get it for only $25 a month, but you get a DVR
David Victor Rodrigo?
Him and a digital video recorder.
Oh.
All for an entire year.
Wow.
And you can get 25% off of that.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Where?
Kids programming, TV movies.
Where?
On the Philo website, philo.tv/DTH.
On the website, on the web?
If you go to philo.tv/DTH, Panda was telling me you get 25% That's off true. For 2 months.
Yep, I did say all that.
Where do you go?
philo.tv/DTH.
On the web?
On the web.
And David Victor Rodrigo?
No.
I've heard rumors.
We're back, everybody.
If you don't like our bits, you will love the Philo ads.
Yes.
Because they are scripted. Scripted.
Crushing it.
Crushing it.
We're talking about When Calls the Heart. Yes, I see that hand. What's your name?
Hi, hello there.
Decanter?
No, not Decanter. That bit's terrible. It's Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl, how you doing?
I've been better.
What'd you think of that synopsis?
I drove thousands of miles.
From Canada, apparently.
From Canada to listen to this drivel.
Why?
I thought my presence would help you be better.
Why would you think that?
Because I'm Daryl Strawberry. That's why.
That's fair. Do you have anything to add?
That's it. I'm out. Strawberry out.
You're leaving?
I'm leaving.
You're not going to be here for the rest of the show.
Not the rest of the show. Not ever again. You've lost a fan, Mr. Gray. You've lost a fan.
So if later on in the show I turn to the crowd and I call on somebody, it's going to be someone different.
It will be someone different. It will not be Daryl Strawberry.
We have 4 seconds to break this episode down. We're going to start with a hot take where we share exactly how we felt about this episode of When Calls the Heart. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda?
Guys, what more do you want from this show? You got... I mean,
stop it. What more do you want from the show?
Other than
for it to be good?
Consistent characters and a little bit more excitement. This is still, I guess maybe I'm just happy that it's not season two. And we're on an upward trajectory. We had big fights and bang, bang. And a third wheel. We haven't had a third party coming in for Jack's love. For a while.
What are you doing with your hands?
It makes me uncomfortable what you do.
It was not okay.
I will say this, and this is like a both simultaneously a compliment and not.
Okay.
Like, this is one of my favorite things about you, but it also makes me uncomfortable. It's your hands.
Yes.
Like, you do weird things with your hands.
Yeah, sure. We've never mentioned it on this show, but when you were with Lara on GMA, everybody got to see the panda hands in full effect.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what to do with them. I haven't known what to do with them for 33 years.
And if you get excited, they start shaking.
That's true.
But when we eat great meals, like the wings at the clock, like we're just that excited to eat.
I am.
And I'm with you in spirit.
Yeah.
Your hands inspire me.
You're with them in spirit, but not in shakes.
Yeah, it's just my hands get twitchy. And I would say right now, got twitchy hands thinking about the love triangle again.
You were like, and we got a third wheel.
You got a third wheel. I drew a wheel with my hand. I don't know what more
you
want.
But you kind of spun your wrist first. It was a weird bit.
I realized there was more friction on the table, so I couldn't get my fingers going.
That'll get you.
If we had a smoother table, this wouldn't be an issue.
And this isn't a bit, because we practiced this.
Yeah, that's true. You said wiggle the wrist.
Yeah. No, I did not. I said, make sure you get past the friction. You never did it. You just kept, you did the
wrist pivot. I tried to change the narrative, but you're right.
Ultimately, guys, that's on me.
Tracy.
Panda came to me, asked me to grease up the table.
Oh,
I thought for sure that was a joke. I didn't realize the bit. That's on me for not reading the notes, boys.
Yep.
I think it's because I have deep grooves on the fingers.
And guys, to be clear, Daryl Strawberry has left the premises.
Oh, thank goodness.
I watched him leave.
Okay, good.
He said Daryl out. He chucked a gallon of strawberries at the studio and walked away.
That sounds like him. The little we've known him. It sounds like him. Yeah.
The best episode of the season so far, boys. What a great episode of television this was for what this is. Great episode. There's excitement. There's kisses. There's
gunshots.
Lots of Lori Loughlin jokes to be made. Like, it's just big fun for everybody. And so really enjoyed it. Yes, I see that hand.
Hi, hello there.
Who are you?
I'm Barry Strawberry, twin brother.
You're Daryl's brother, Barry?
What other Daryl Strawberry do you know? Don't answer that. That's not what I meant.
Barry.
Aside from the baseballer.
Do you like our show?
I hate your show.
Okay, why are you
Daryl drugged me down here against my will.
He drugged you?
drug me.
Oh.
In our Chevy Astro van.
He left, though. Is he going to leave you behind?
I got a passport for this. I got a passport for this.
But he left already.
He did. He walked out as a sign of protest. I told him I'd ask one more question to, and this is his notes, to prove the haters wrong.
What's your question?
I'm out of here.
That's not a question. What's your question?
Why are you terrible?
Okay.
The more I get to know the Strawberry family, I've got to
I think they're just like, they're committed to something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
They're committed to showing up to mid-sized regional podcast recordings.
Yeah.
And
just lambasting them. Just, yeah.
I don't like with it. I you know, whatever makes you
it
happy.
It was just a, can we be honest? It was a bad episode to say we'd go bitless.
Yeah.
Because it really played it into the like Strawberry's hands.
It feels like a bit.
It feels like a bit.
And that's not.
Because we didn't know the Strawberries.
That's not fair to us. Yeah, we didn't know this. If we knew the Strawberries were in the crowd, we would have never
said
that.
All bit.
Because it's not a bit.
It's not.
But it feels very much like a bit.
They
it feels
from Canada.
Feels like it's in the bit family.
No, I can't.
Dan, hot take?
I mean, no, it's a bad television show. I mean, yes, it does have the things that you guys said it did, but you're grossly over-exaggerating the uptick in entertainment value. I mean, like, it's better than season two, but so has been every episode this season just by the sheer fact that it's 42 minutes long.
But they're more exciting.
The Pascal Cavin stuff doesn't do anything for me. But, you know, anything with Bill Avery doesn't do much for me.
Really?
This Griffin's gang thing, like, I feel like it's been in the works for forever. Abigail, I mean, Lori Loughlin is just self-owning herself, like, just hard right now in this show. And there's not much we can do about that but laugh. And from that standpoint, it is fun. But, no, it continues to be the worst 42 minutes of my week. I mean,
I got some breaking Hallmark news
no.
that I want to share right now.
When this comes out on Thursday, will it be breaking?
No, but okay. It is breaking right now. Right. This is going to excite Panda. I don't want to wait any longer to excite Panda.
Country okay. at Heart 2.
Fall Harvest
yeah.
will be kicking off with a Tyler Hines movie.
Good to me.
With Lauren Elena, and it kicks off
I'll be good.
As early as I can recall on September 11th.
What?
It's not it.
So you broke into our, I just want to be very clear, you broke into our podcast to say the breaking news is Panda's going to be excited that the Fall Harvest kicks off on 9/11.
Yeah, well, just a wee, like it seems earlier.
It does.
It is earlier. I felt really conflicted about what
cheering
the news.
For September 11th. Yes, to be clear.
Yeah.
But the announcement has nothing to do yeah. with yeah, 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 the events.
The earliest, that's the earliest yes. Fall Harvest has ever been. You're right. And that means we might get a solid month and a half of fall movies.
No, we get a month and a week.
Yeah, remember October, like 23rd Christmas.
Yeah, starts. But mid-October. I mean,
you get a five. Month and a week. Remember last year you got yeah, three right. and one of them wasn't really fall. The other two were like holdovers.
Yeah. No, I think they're going to be good to me this year. Mm. But we got the Nikki DeLoach, Andrew Walker bit, which was really good.
Last year?
Sweet yeah. Autumn.
Sweet Autumn.
That was not oh, man, a good movie.
They kissed big ones.
The kiss was great. Movie was bad.
It was not bad. It was pretty
I just
solid.
Got a text from the President of the United States that says, please quit it, folks. That's what it said. But I know he's talking about you.
You Joe Biden texts yeah. you. Interesting.
He said, folks, just quit it.
Just quit it. Okay.
It's time for all the feels. Part of the show, we talk about one of this episode gave us feels. Panda. I can tell you mine right now. Yeah, right now. Ahead. Faith getting off of the coach. the coach. That's what it's called. A coach.
The stage coach?
Yes.
Or the carriage.
Coach. It's
okay.
Coach.
Okay.
Good Lord. Gets off and Jack's excited to see her. She's excited to see him. Gets a little moment. Gowan's watching on. Like, that was a great scene with feels to be had. Do you have any?
You got anything as good as Faith getting off the coach?
I don't have anything nearly that good. I think just the excitement of Rock'em Sock'em, bang.
I do have a feels, and it's sad because a lot of this is also my wait, what? The character of Cody is one that is by and large annoying, and that's unfortunate because for the first time that I can remember A Wind Calls the Heart, they're trying to do something nuanced with showcasing what it's like to raise a child that has biological parents that are not you. And they're writing that idea pretty well. As someone who has children who are adopted, I think that a lot of that rings really true. But the problem is they make Cody insufferable, and not insufferable in like a he's mad about the situation way, but like it just is hard. That doesn't bring it across. But I admire them trying to do this and do it right. So those are my feels.
I love it. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about this episode in more detail here on Doug Dahlmer. Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's Deck the Hallmark, and it's Brian here with Panda and Dan.
Hi.
Hey. Great to see you, in case you are listening.
If you're just joining us
here. The FM dial, and you just started your car.
After the second break of our 300-somethings episode.
What we're doing here is a show called Deck the Hallmark, where we break down Hallmark
this
stuff.
This is a bitless episode, so it's going to be different than what you're used to hearing. It's bitless.
Exactly. Yep.
100% now, bitless.
And keep in mind, though, there have been the Strawberry Brothers. This was not known by us.
We did not know ahead of time.
Before we declared a bitless episode, we didn't know the Strawberry Brothers were coming. So, and that's not a bit.
Not a bit. No.
Wait, what? I'm going to start my good friend Panda.
You know, I don't really have any wait whats. I don't.
It's like you don't even try.
It's not that I don't try. Like, what you want me to say? The narrative was tight this week. It was pretty tight.
We are two episodes into recording this week, and you are a wait what and a half in.
Like, I'm not even going to do it. It's not getting better for tomorrow, guys. I'm letting you know.
I'm going to record without you guys knowing somehow. Us watching Wind Calls the Heart, and then I think people would start to get the realization of what we're going through here. Typically we watch it after we eat lunch. The motivation's tough. It's tough.
But it's also like, I mean...
But you said how much you like the episode. That's why I thought
like the episode.
You know.
I like the episode. And also, I mean, there's really nothing here. There's just nothing here. Nothing here.
Cody throws his second outburst of the day and storms out. And Abigail tells everyone in the room, Cody's not normally like that.
Yes, he is.
Now, I am only a few episodes into Cody, but I will say... He is like that 95% of the time. Like, he is like that normally, and that's okay. But, like, you don't have to say he's not normally like this. He's not normally like it. He's not normally like it. Abigail saying that it's okay to bend the rules at
especially
the end
when talking about school.
Was fantastic.
I mean, that's everything you could want.
I want somebody out there who has the time and the desire to put together all of the clips of Abigail's character throughout this series.
Oh man,
that would fit with also the storyline.
Oh, you could have a great like 5 to 7 minute
montage
clip show that would just be wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. And that's all I got.
Abigail early on looks longingly at Elizabeth and says, I wish I could write. Almost like she's illiterate. I know she's not. I'm sure there was a letter that went with that check, but it was one of those things where it does feel. I'm confused as to where Lee is for this episode because he gets hurt at the mill, and then it appears he's in a bedroom of some sort. And Jack is there, and Jack has stitched it up, but not well enough. And they're calling Dr. Burns, and he says, can I go home? And then Jack says, I need you to stay in town for a little bit. Well, I thought they were in like some bigger town with a hospital. Turns out he's in a room above the saloon, which then begs the question, where does Kevin Smith's character Lee live normally?
Oh, that's a good question.
How far away is he that he can't go home with a foot that just needs to be elevated?
Who says you can't go home?
Not me.
Not Bon Jovi.
There's only one place to call me one of my own. That's exactly right.
It's only 12:30, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's a weird combination of songs, and that's all.
There's a girl named Anna.
And that was not a bit.
No, it's bitless.
That was.
Yeah, there's a girl named Anna who comes up to Cody and basically says, it's not the same as having your mom quiz you on the spelling words. She can't, Abigail can't love you like your mom loves you. It's not the same, and it'll never be the same. And then walks off like the meanest person in the world. And I know kids are mean, but later in the episode, Elizabeth says, I don't blame Anna. I don't think she meant anything by it. What, excuse me? She clearly was mean to this kid, and someone needs to pull her aside and 100% blame her in a loving, constructive manner. You can't just be like, oh, kids are going to be kids. Sometimes they say you don't have a mom. Yeah, you can't do that. That's not okay.
What does that mean? She didn't mean anything by it.
Say what?
What does it mean she didn't mean anything by it? Like she
clearly meant something by it. I don't blame Anna. I don't think she meant anything by it. What else would she have meant?
There's not a lot of different ways to take that. In fact, I would wager that is, in fact, the meanest dialogue we have heard on When Calls to Heart. I can't think of anything meaner said on the show.
And the deck he goes to?
Well, Gowan. Gowan.
No, even Gowan. Like, Gowan's threatening.
Well, Gowan told Abigail that her husband was responsible for killing everyone. That was pretty mean. That was cold-blooded. Well, was he?
Did we decide?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't.
This is the meanest.
Yeah, Gowan's not nice.
Yeah, Gowan's not.
But it's Gowan. It's head and head. Eight-year-old girl.
It's head and head. Right. Daytona 500. Last lap.
That's right.
Gowan in there, the Mountain Dew car, and this little girl over there with the fruit juice.
Fruit juice. Juice box.
Juice box car.
Mm. Lastly, the Garrison gang comes in, and they get Frank, and the leader of the Garrison gang, I assume Mr. Garrison, he punches Frank, and it's the most telegraphed punch I've ever seen in TV history. He's going to punch with his right hand. He pulls his left hand forward, winds it back, and then goes like this and punches. He had a solid 5 seconds to move out of the way. That's all he had to do. And he just stares at him like he's on the tracks and the train's coming through. And I don't understand it for the life of me. He's like, huh?
He hasn't been going to training camp.
What's that? Yugen's fist is coming back. I guess it's going to, oh, dang. Like, that was what happened there.
If he had watched any video at all beforehand, he would have known that he always leads with his right. And yes. He would have seen that coming.
Come on.
Always leads with his
right.
It's
his tell.
That's exactly right. Watch one tape. That's what we're trying to say.
All you got to do.
The girl, she's in the car that's sponsored by the juice box company.
Welch's?
Yeah, Anna.
They call her a box car racer. It's time for the next segment of the show, Hopes and Valleys, where we share things that we're excited about for the future and or sad about.
Panda. So, yeah. I'm excited about Grace coming back. I think she's great. And Faith or Grace is one of the virtues that I'm here for. You get it.
Super excited for Grace and Faith. Hope and Love, next episode.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Just stop. They're so good.
You know the greatest of them, though. Love.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Not excited about a potential love triangle again, though. I think it's just...
There it isn't. She's engaged. Jack and Elizabeth.
But she's a little... Can we say this right now?
I'm tired of it.
Faith, Jack, they got the sizzle.
Yeah, they got the sizzle. Jack's eyes lit up like fireworks.
I mean, they got the sizzle. I'm sorry for all of you out there, like, but let me be honest. If Jack ended up with Faith, maybe he'd still be alive today.
My hope is that that happens. My valley is that it won't. Yes.
Call me the Gowan of this podcast. Yeah. I just blamed Elizabeth for Jack's death.
My hope is also that Faith is here. I just like Faith as a character, and I think she brings a little extra. Of the characters that they've brought in so far since the beginning, the newer ones, she's my favorite of the characters. Yes. Like, I like her more than Lee and Rosemary and the Sort.
I like Lee quite a bit, though.
I like Faith a lot more than the rest of them.
Yes, I do.
Dan?
No hopes, as per usual. Valley, Gowan, once again, keep a tally up on the board. This guy is just a straight philanthropist now. Let's act like he isn't an arch villain. It's terrible writing. It's bad character development. All in one package, and that package is When Calls the Heart.
That's bad.
Pocket watch, big zero, smolder alert. I got Jack down. Like, the one scene where he sees Faith is great, but it's not smolder. I got him down like a three and a quarter.
I don't even think. Did he smolder at any point?
He and Elizabeth.
They share some chuckles.
Stare a few times across each other when Cody's around, I think. I gave him 3.25.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Two.
Love it. It's time for
Pop.
Brand? Are you going to give us a smolder number? Alert, or are you just going to just keep just moving around like a doofus?
Four point nine.
Hey, we have a couple people in the audience asking to share their numbers.
Not now.
We don't do that. That would be a bit.
We learned. Come on. Yeah, we learned our lessons.
And yeah.
It's time for the What's Calling My Heart. It's the part of the show where we read an email that was sent in to hello@deckthehallmark.com.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough read. I'm going to be honest with you. I did read this earlier. But I will just be, what is going to happen in this email is Panda and I, both of our families have gone through something very similar in the last like 2 months. And so this email really hits home. We're so happy that Serena sent this to us. I am going to do my best to read it. Yeah, here we go. Serena, this is from Serena Hohenstein, I believe is how we'd say her name. Hi, boys. Over the past several months, my family's 14-year-old dog, Jessie, had to move permanently downstairs to make it easier for her to go outside. She also needed a lot of care overnight. My parents and I would trade off nights sleeping in the basement, and on my nights when she was wide awake at 3 a.m., I would turn on the latest episode of Deck the Hallmark on TV as I helped her move around the room, gave her snacks, and cuddled her back to sleep. It allowed me to laugh during times I wanted to scream or cry or just give up. After her incredible battle with diabetes, arthritis, hearing loss, and blindness for over 2.5 years, it was time to say goodbye in early May. She was the best, friendliest, kindest pup a girl could ever ask for. Now, as I write this, I'm getting ready to watch my first episode of DTH. Since that day, it's hard for me to push play because it reminds me of those nights. They weren't perfect, and they were trying as hell. But as we shared so much love on those nights, and you boys were a big part of allowing me to breathe and give just a little more love. I sincerely thank you for doing what you do and bringing joy to so many. That's what's calling my heart. All my love, Serena Hope Hohenstein.
Wow.
Serena, thank you so much. It is dogs are family, and it's very, 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 very difficult to lose one. And we thank you that we were able to bring just a little bit of joy in a trying time. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
You can send us an email of what's calling your heart to hello@deckthehallmark.com. Fine. Yes, two people up there. I see those hands. What can we do for you?
Hello there. Rick? I'm Smig Smilby. No, I'm sorry. I'm Rick Dilby. You know that, guys. How you doing? I got out of my glass case. No stickies, though.
Okay, what do you need, Rick?
I was handed a letter by a fairly heavy-set woman on her way out the door. And it says, "Dearest Bran, Panda, and Sham." I think Sham's supposed to be Dan. I don't know. I'm just reading here. I don't have anything else. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. I drove my whole family down here from London, Ontario to watch a show live and see if we could contribute some of our sumptuous bits. But instead, you made a mockery of the whole proceeding. Consider Daryl, Barry, and the rest of the Strawberry Gang no longer a fan. Signed, Big Mama Strawberry.
All right. Thank you, Rig, for passing that letter along to the strawberries. Strawberries. The strawberries. We're so sorry to the listeners out there. That was our Bitless episode. We'll see you tomorrow with another one. Here, Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark's a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.